Hi, I'm Steve Ashley, and you're listening to the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes. With the recent death of Doris Day at the grand old age of 97, my thoughts turn to some of the music that she has made popular throughout her long career, a small proportion of which has been recorded on theatre pipes. Her first hit was as a singer with Les Brown and his Band of Renown in 1945, a song that became very popular with troops returning from the war, Sentimental Journey. Vic Hammett with Sentimental Journey, recorded on the Wurlitzer in the Dendy Theatre, Melbourne, for an LP taped during one of his tours of Australia. A year later, the film Song of the South was released, introducing the song Sooner or Later. In the film, it was sung by Hattie McDaniel, but the version that made the song a hit was from Les Brown, with the vocal refrain again from Doris Day. The only theatre pipe arrangement that I have is by Bill Vlasic, at the console of the Wurlitzer in the Paramount Music Palace in Indianapolis. Doris Day started her solo career with Columbia Records in 1947 and had a number of chart successes, covering popular hits, as was the custom of the era. In 1950, she recorded the Frank Lesser song, A Bushel and a Peck, from the stage musical Guys and Dolls, which charted at number 16 in a crowded field of singles. This is the most notable performance that I have on Theatre Pipes, Billy Knoll playing the Wurlitzer in the Auditorium Theatre, Rochester, New York.
Thank you.
bushel and a peck, which was inexplicably dropped from the 1954 film version of Guys and Dolls. Moving along to 1952 and a song Doris recorded with Donald O'Connor, No Two People, also written by Frank Lesser for the film musical adaptation of Hans Christian Andersen. Again, I have just one theatre pipe version, and it's from George Wright, released on his Command Performance LP in 1962. One of Doris Day's best-known film tracks, The Deadwood Stage, played there by Kay Maccabee on the Barton in the Patio Theatre, Chicago. The casting of Doris in the gutsy role of Calamity Jane was an odd choice, but it worked extremely well, introducing such songs as Just Blew In from the Windy City and, of course, Secret Love. I'm slipping back to 1950 for a single that Doris made with the Mellow Men, taking it to number 9 in the US Billboard charts. Lee Irwin played this glorious number, Bewitched, Bothered and Bewildered, from Pal Joey, in concert on the Wurlitzer in the Performing Arts Centre, Providence, Rhode Island, in 1986. Moving forward to 1956 to a Doris Day hit from the Alfred Hitchcock film The Man Who Knew Too Much, in which she starred alongside James Stewart. The song proved to be one of her biggest successes, charting at number 2 in the US and number 1 in the UK. Que sera, sera. Okay, sirrah, sirrah, whatever will be, will be. David Hegarty and the massive part pipe, but mostly digital, Hurrah Symphonic Organ in Hurricane, West Virginia. Love Me or Leave Me dates from 1928, but in 1955 it was revived by Doris Day, along with versions by Sammy Davis Jr. and Lena Horne, and the single peaked in the UK charts at number 20. Lynn Larson swings and vamps this old standard on the Myron Colton in the Opera House Thomaston, Connecticut, on this track from 1973.
Thank you.
I've left Doris Day's greatest hit until last, and it's another song from Calamity Jane. Secret Love topped both US and UK charts, and also won Best Song in the Academy Awards in 1953. This is Tony Fenelon on the second Wurlitzer to Grace Hoyt's Regent Theatre, Melbourne, Australia, taped in 1967. Secret Love, a fitting ending to today's show, celebrating just a small portion of the music of the recently departed Doris Day, whose career spanned 50 years, from 1939 to 1989. Until next time, this is Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes signing off. Thanks for listening.